All right. First of all, a big thank you to Mishpacha Zucker for hosting. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. A big thank you to Mrs. Esther Hain for organizing. And for everyone for being here. So we are gathering on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So I would like to speak a little bit about Pesach. And being that there was an event that happened primarily in North America called an eclipse. And I want to speak a little bit about what the Torah speaks about an eclipse and the very deep message that we learn from it. So I would like to open up with a question, and I'm challenging people here to answer the question. It says in Pirkei Avos, Da Mashatoshiv La'apikoidis, that it's important for us nowadays that everything is so open and people hear what other people are saying, that when questions are asked, we have to know the answer. And I want to ask you a question, and then let's see if someone can answer the question. Why is it that we go ahead and we celebrate Pesach, which we do, as we should, focusing on how Hashem took our grandparents out of Egypt, and we say Hallel and we make a Yom Tov? Wasn't it God that put us into Egypt? If He should get the credit for taking us out, then He should get the criticism for putting us in. So we're going to make a whole Yom Tov about it. It doesn't make sense. We should maybe make a day to protest the fact that we went into Egypt. Or let it even itself out. But what's this giving God credit for the good and not doing the opposite for the opposite? Can you answer that question? But he owes us to take us out. We should go thank him. If someone is hurting you, why did he put us in there?
Because we needed to go through something in order to grow.
So let's celebrate going in there.
But the same thing with Hanukkah and Purim, Rabbi.
I know that. I just want to get words. This is a question that people ask, and you have to have the right words.
Well, Hashem told Avram that one day you're going to have a child, one day you're going to have this land, one day.
Yep.
Meaning that not always, but one day. It's not going to be so quick, and it's not going to be easy.
So easy.
But we really suffered there. In other words, let me give a mashal. I'm just saying this because people say this. If, God forbid, make this personal, if someone, God forbid, put you in jail, someone locked you in a closet, and then one day they let you free, are you going to celebrate them that they let you free? Or are you going to go ahead and criticize them that this person, look what they did to me?
No, because I'm thinking I'm thinking about October 7th, we're not...
So are we celebrating us going into Egypt?
Succeeded in the mission of whatever we needed to do there, and then we're able to.
So then we're not celebrating.
It's not the whole thing of math. We did it.
Okay. So let's hold the thought. We'll come back to this, and I want to say like this. Go ahead. Yes, go for it.
And he learned the whole night. Then he said that they learned something about Mashal that Bnei Yisrael was shooting the Zayit, or something that connects to what they learn. And Zayit to be able to...
An olive, yeah.
An olive, yeah. An olive to be able to have it oil.
Has to be crushed.
You need to smack him, you need to crush him, you need to pull him apart to be able to have this beautiful shaman that's becoming... that you... Moshiach oto lemelech, ako moshchim melech. So to have this pure thing, you have to, they have designed, they always need to go through suffer, a lot of suffer. And we are like the team, we are like olives. Bnei Israel, all over the history, needs to go through a lot of suffer to be able to be so high and have great things coming out of it.
Okay, so let me share like this. First of all, beautiful. I would say like this. When we read the Chumash about the creation of the fourth day, it says God created the sun and the moon, and Vahayu le'otot, and they will be for signs, etc. That the sun and the moon will be as a sign. Think about that expression. Sun and the moon give light, they're luminaries, they are me'orot. But what's the sign? So Rashi brings from the Gemara. The Gemara is in Sukkah, page 29, that an eclipse, whether solar or lunar, is a sign. So they also serve as a sign. What is the sign of an eclipse? So the sages differentiate between a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. The nations of the world are compared to the sun. The Jewish people are compared to the moon. When the moon blocks out the light of the sun, say our sages, it's a simen ra, it's a bad sign for the nations of the world. It indicates that the dominance of all of the 70 nations is being weakened through the koach of the Jew. And furthermore, the Gemara tells us that the eclipse, whether solar or lunar, it is connected to certain bad behaviors for which God will give judgment for.
Of the nation?
So a lunar eclipse is connected to not good behaviors of the Jewish people. And let's speak about a solar eclipse, which just happened over here, that a solar eclipse is connected to the following four violations for which God will be very judgmental for. The first, the Gemara says, is when there is a justice, a judge that passes away and the community does not properly eulogize that justice. In other words, when there is a diminution in respect for the concept of justice, when there's a weakening in that, God is going to find that fault. Second reason is for rape. Like, wow, it goes like from extreme, particularly to women that are engaged. The third is for homosexuality. Today I can get arrested for talking like this here on the street. That God is going to look at that sin and seek retribution. And the fourth is for cruel murder, which is that people murder two brothers in the same day. October 7th. In other words, with such evil...
The whole thing is October
7th. Oh. So listen to this. When the Torah links rain to our good or bad behavior, it could make sense, right? Because rain is what the Goyim call random. If you don't believe in God, it's random. It's not predictable. Why does it rain? So the Torah tells us that when we behave well, it rains properly. If we, God forbid, if we don't yet behave well, it's not going to rain properly. That link makes sense. Any physical phenomena that's predictable, which is an eclipse, we know every single eclipse that's going to happen from now until the end of time. We know exactly where it's going to be and how it's going to be. It's not random. It's just as predictable as every day there'll be a sunrise. And the Torah recorded all of that knowledge in Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Goyim Lahavdol also have that knowledge. It's something that's a physical phenomena, that it's not random. There is no randomness. could be your Kana. It's going to be exactly the way it's going to be. The movements are exact, and if you know the movements of the sun and the moon vis-a-vis the earth, you know every time there's going to be an eclipse. So how can the sages say that an eclipse is connected to bad behavior? It's connected when whether we'll behave good or bad. It's going to happen anyways.
Wait, they know when? Like they know from now that in 20 years it's going to happen?
Sure.
They know mamash.
The way they know exactly the movement, yeah.
Is there going to be eclipse like when Mashiach
comes? This is connected to the coming of Mashiach. But it's not, no. To have an eclipse when Mashiach comes, that type of eclipse maybe happened, not an eclipse, that we have in our tradition that God stopped the movement of the sun. That's not an eclipse.
By Yeshua, by
Givon, we have that by Yaakov Avinu that the sun set quicker by him. You have a few, maybe there's more that's not coming to my mind, but these are miraculous. By the flood, it says that God stopped or changed the movements of the heavenly bodies. But everything is very fixed. There's a Seder. It's a purely predictable phenomena. So how can you connect it to good behavior or bad behavior? That's the question.
So it's getting very connected to what you asked before.
Wait. I'm not going there, but one second. So now I want to say like this. These are very important ideas. Some of the earlier commentators, they said, the eclipse is predictable, but it could be it's going to be cloudy. And maybe when the sages tell us that an eclipse is a sign for bad behavior, it's if it wasn't cloudy. Clouds are random. They're not predictable. You don't know whether it's going to be cloudy or not.
And then you cannot see it.
And in other words, not seeing it is a good thing. And seeing it is, it's a bad sign. And the Rebbe completely rejects this approach. And he makes two...
In a lot of areas that had totality of the eclipse today.
Yes.
It was very cloudy.
Yes. Very cloudy. So many of the earlier commentators held that's a good thing. Since an eclipse is a sign of bad behavior, it's a simen ra, it's a bad sign. So if you can't see it, it's not a bad sign. The Rebbe says he makes two gewaldic points. Guys, this is foundational ideas. Point number one. That for the same behavior, God's reaction is not predictable. For the same choice that I make, a big part of the prayers that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to a certain degree, part of our prayers every day is that we're asking of God, let me use the classic words, don't sit on the throne of justice, sit on your throne of mercy. What are we saying with that? If I'm behaving like a tzaddik, I don't need for God to sit on his throne of mercy. If I am righteous, I'm not afraid of God's justice. We're saying Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that we're not so righteous. Yet, we're asking of you to look at us in a better way. Just like a human being, when we look at our own lives, some days you can be happy with your life. Tomorrow you can look at the same life and be anguished. What changed? Your attitude changed. You, not the reality. The reality is the same. We all know that. So, first of all, during an eclipse, God is telling us that he won't have an attitude of mercy. God is judgmental, so to say. God interacts with the world in a judgmental way. So if everyone is behaving, then nothing bad will happen. It's not a bad sign. But since there is some misbehavior, the misbehavior is going to be judged when there is an eclipse. That's number one. Predictable. Number two, another important point. Even though we believe in freedom of choice, nevertheless, every person has different tendencies. So God wants us, let's say, God says, thou shalt not steal. Some people have a nature to be honest. Some people, the other extreme, they call them kleptomaniacs. They have a machla that they have to steal, right? But God commanded the same thing to both. Someone will have it easy, someone will have it hard. What affects our tendencies? A lot of it has to do with when you're born. The Gemara speaks about the day of the week, right? Many the Goyim get into the astrology, and there is some truth to that. It affects the tendency of a person. It's not wrong. you are this, you were born in this month or in that month. It's not that those character traits is something that you're stuck with. No, you're not stuck with it, but those are your issues. And it's good to know what my tendencies are. It actually gives me more koyach to overcome them. I shouldn't be fooled by me. In other words, if I know that in that area, I'm good. Of course, I still have to be careful, but I'm good. And the other area, oy gewalt, there is where I'm very challenged. The more I know about me, the more I'm able to overcome the me that has to be overcome. So the Rebbe says that when the Chazal connect a solar eclipse to the four that we mentioned, that we did not eulogize a Av Beis Din that passed away, and a person who was ma'anis and not a hamorasa, and for acts of homosexuality, and for rampant murder, cruel murder, one after the other. These are tendencies that are aroused during an eclipse. That's what the sages are saying. Not that people will for sure commit those violations, but there's going to be within the person a tendency to go in that direction. And if a person fails because they have such a tendency, so there's a higher chance they're going to fail, God is going to judge them for that. That's the meaning of the Simen Ra of an eclipse. And the same thing is by a lunar eclipse. It's not for right now, but a lunar eclipse is that when the light of the moon gets concealed by the sun, which we know exactly when it's going to happen. Just to know, a lunar eclipse can only happen in the middle of the month, and a solar eclipse, if it happens, can only happen on Rosh Chodesh. It's always Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And so there. So whatever this lunar eclipse, whenever the sages speak about certain, let's say, sins, it has to. It means, number one, that God is more judgmental for that same sin, and number two is that we will get a tendency for that sin. So far, so good. So far, so good. Now I want to speak about this concept of a tendency, and also the concept of us looking at the same whatever is, and we react differently. We are also that way. We react with more compassion, we react with more kindness, or we become, let me use the word, Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, constraints, is when I'm being triggered a lot. Let's use that word. So there's something that you're looking at and it's getting to you. It's getting you. You are now in Mitzrayim. Then you can look tomorrow at the same thing. Your mamas don't care. Not only won't you care, you're going to look at yourself being triggered yesterday and you're not going to recognize yourself. Why was I so afflicted by something that I'm not afflicted at all? You're right? You guys identify with this? We go, all of us, we go from Mitzrayim, and then we fluctuate to Yitzias Mitzrayim. We go, let's say, we go from our ego. We're selfless. We go to the neshama. We identify all good. What do people do the whole time? They go from one to the other. Now here is the concept of an eclipse. Hashem wants us to go from one to the other. But what Hashem wants even more is for us to always see both at the same time. This is the ultimate leaving of Mitzrayim. Not the way people think, I was in Egypt, we were in Egypt, and now I left Egypt. That's not good enough. Of course that needs to happen. But now that you left Egypt, the reason why we spend a big time the night of the Seder speaking about Mitzrayim, we don't speak only about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Big part of the story is about Egypt. Is because the ideal is for a person to be able to see both at the same time. I can't be in both places at the same time, but to have them in my mind. So when I'm very afflicted, if a person is very afflicted by something, there's something that's bothering you. That means you are now in the mode of being judgmental about something. That's the way you feel right now. What will be helpful is not for you to deny the way you feel, is for you to have in your mind, just to know that I know that yesterday I didn't react that way. I know that tomorrow I'm not going to be this way. Right now I'm nervous about something. But it's good to have in your mind that you also have within you another side. You're not there right now, but you can see it in your mind. That means you're holding your opposites at the same time. You cannot be in opposite places in the same time. You cannot feel opposite feelings at the same time, but you can hold them in your mind at the same time. Versus people who did not get there, so they're either or. Either you're in Egypt, and you're mamish in Egypt, you're grumpy and upset, and triggered, and nervous, and you're in Egypt. Or, wow, you're amazing. Everything is gavaldic. God is great. God is good. I always knew that. And you almost deny that you felt different yesterday. Either or. Either or is galus, and geula is both. Both. Now think about an eclipse, the sun and the moon. Any way you want to understand it. Let's say that the sun is you're shining like a sun. Pshee, everything is gavaldic. You're the source of warmth. You're not. Why would you be affected by that? You're giving that life. It's going to affect you. You're the sun. The moon is the opposite. You have no light. You need the light from something else. The something else is not there. Now it's dark. Sun and the moon. God made the world in a way. I know that you're either in the day or night. We know that. But the sun and the moon are always two different bulbs in the heaven. Either you can be under the sun, but there is a moon. You can be under the moon, but you know there is a sun. What's an eclipse? An eclipse is, there's no more two, there's only one. That's a bat simon. And even when it's a solar eclipse, which is good for the Eden, it's also, the Chazal say it's always a bat simon. Bat simon means it's an indication of the lack of ability of always knowing both. So what people were suggesting, just these words, that life is, first of all, it's a side of the story of what happened. Of course the story happened. The story is happening right now. That the same life, it's amazing, the same life that every person has, the same life could be viewed, and you can see it as Mitzrayim. And not just in your mind. I'm not talking about the mind. I'm talking how you feel. You look at your life and everything is afflicting you. Everything is oppressing you. Of course, there are also good things. But you feel in Mitzrayim. Then you look at the same life. You feel amazing. The message of Yiddishkeit is that always have both in your head. So when you are in Mitzrayim, when we are in Golus, what are we talking about the whole time? What are we thinking about the whole time? We know Golus, we're thinking about the redemption. What happens when the redemption comes? We speak about what used to be. You know the joke, the guy's on a train, he's saying, oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, yeah, I'm so thirsty. Oh, yeah, I'm so thirsty. So the neighbor couldn't take his kvetching. So he gave him his water. So now you go, oh, I used to be so thirsty. I was so thirsty. That's what we do. In other words, either we're thinking about the future, we're looking to the past, but that's a good thing. Because a whole person is a person who does not live with an eclipse. We don't want an eclipse. There is an eclipse, but we have to stay away from the eclipse. When I'm not in the eclipse, I'm either going to be a sun person or a moon person. Good. Own it. Own it. But always keep in mind one state when you are in the other state. This is the Geula. The Rebbe used to say the whole time that Geula is Galus with an Aleph. If you add the letter Aleph in Galus, it creates the word Geula. Geula is not some other state. It's a certain awareness in this state.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset. Now, of course, we believe also that the reality will get better, but that's not the point. Because when a person is in the Alakisei Din, like we're saying that God is in a, when a person is sitting in a certain judgmental place, no matter how good it will be, it's not going to be good enough. And that's okay. Everyone is made that way. And the flip side is no matter how bad things are, speak to a Jew. You see, it's terrible. October 7th, how many people here had a whole speech explaining how good it is? See, it happened, and we're the olive, and it's true. And we get crushed, and we become pure olive oil, and if he wouldn't have gotten crushed, Gewaldig. Do we feel that way? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And the message of an eclipse is, don't be an eclipse. It's not a good thing, an eclipse. I know it's a physical phenomenon, but it takes a special amount of avoida to understand that. The night of the Seder, we don't speak only about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not only about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Actually, Hasidus says, the night of the Seder, we are actually living through the Mitzrayim also. We dafka do both. If you only go to Yitzias Mitzrayim, you miss the message. If you only focus on Mitzrayim, you miss the message. You have to keep them both separated. And if it comes together, then we got a problem. Then we have a problem. Hashem shall help all of us that life should get better. No one is against that. Adarabo, 100%, especially the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, and you look at the world today, and it's amazing. It's almost surreal, because when it says that we could, together with the coming of Mashiach, that the whole world is going to gang up against Israel, right? In our lifetimes, there was never a time where the whole world now is mamash standing against Israel. Never. After the 6 months ago, this country was with us. Now this country is against us. Mamish. They do not want us to win this war. And they know in their minds that if we don't win this war, it's going to happen again. They don't mind. So we work towards a better reality. But the biggest geula is to have a certain understanding that even before things get better, it's already better. And I think that's the big chachma. The big chachma is to always keep both sides in mind. Shlomo HaMelech had a ring. On the ring, he had three letters engraved. Gam Ze Yavor, right? I think that was what he had engraved. Gimel Zayin Yud. Right? So Gam Ze Yavor, the way I taught it as a child, was not healthy. It was Gam Ze Yavor means if you're very afflicted, know that it's going to get better. And when things are very good, don't be arrogant. Tomorrow you won't be, you know, the money of the sale is going to be used up. You'll need another sale. Fine, that's nice for a child. It was something much deeper than that. It's the capacity of holding two opposites in your mind at the same time. That's a big chachma to do that. You can't feel opposites. That's the feelings cannot do it. The mind can do it. We are Chabad Hasidim. The Alter Rebbe speaks a lot about this concept. So Hashem should help us that we should bear in mind both parts of ourselves, no matter where we're at. And that's going to definitely sweeten the difficult moments, and it's going to bring humility, even in the glorious moments. And being that an eclipse happened, and that is an indication of a weakening of the koyach of the 70 nations of the world. In Nisan we were redeemed. Hashem should help us that in this Nisan, mamash, will be amazing for Mashiach to come on the scene, Mashiach Tzidkenu, and for him to, as the Rambam says, he will completely take care of our enemies, that they won't have any courage anymore, chutzpah, to think of doing what they're thinking of doing now. And afterwards, he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and all of us will be gathered to the Holy Land. May that happen this month. Amen. Any questions?